USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was on the Hill Wednesday to explain to lawmakers why the border crisis continues to be out of control. Republican representatives Clay Higgins and Jim Banks are talking impeachment after the questioning.
My God, man. On the moment, I've been called upon to resign by myself and others. Next year, if we have the majority in this committee, which we shall, if you're still in office, you'll face impeachment.
Deportations plummeted while illegal immigration skyrocketed. And that's only possible because Secretary Mayorkas decided not to enforce the law. I vow to you, we will use our oversight power to investigate Secretary Mayorkas' disregard for federal law.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A Michigan police union is backing their officer when resisting arrest becomes a life or death situation.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials, 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now that the shoe is on the other foot, many that used to claim Twitter was the savior of American dialogue are calling Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter a threat to free speech in America. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was on Fox News praising free speech will return to the social media platform.
We need to find out exactly how severe was the censorship institutionally at Twitter, from the shadow banning to the suspended accounts. Elon, I believe, now that he's the new manager and owner of Twitter, needs to bring back the suspended accounts, especially those that were suspended for these ridiculously arbitrary reasons. We need a full investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop story that was not allowed to be spread on Twitter in the most consequential month of voting, of the most consequential election of my lifetime. All of this needs to be investigated. But you bring up a great point, Brian, is that the regime or the empire is going to strike back. They're not going to take this easily, and they're not going to take this lightly. Elon's going to get investigated, subpoenaed. He's going to have smear articles written about him. I just don't think he cares. I also think Elon believes that the federal government needs him right now more than he needs the federal government. Good luck trying to compete with Russia and China in the space war without SpaceX and Elon Musk. Good luck trying to fight climate change without Tesla. Good luck trying to fix the traffic problem in Los Angeles without the boring company and Elon Musk. And so in some ways, Elon has been building this unprecedented amount of wealth and power now to use it to actually fight for Western constitutional values. We've never really seen anything like this. I'm pretty excited about it.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.